support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is here to give us an update about Philcom elections and more. Welcome, President of Filipino Community Inc., Edric Carrillo. Hi, Edric.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks so much for being here. With one big election behind us, we've got another one coming up already tomorrow. But before we get to that, I was just wondering if you could give us a quick update about the Filipino community and what you've been up to this year.
Definitely. So as those of you know, COVID has definitely impacted our regular operations here at the hall. And, you know, we're a 501c3 nonprofit here in Juno. A lot of our stuff revolves around coming together and, you know, being a community. And a lot of folks will know that Filipinos are great at holding parties as well. So it's been pretty difficult time for a lot of us in the community, and definitely have seen the impact as well. But this has allowed us to kind of look at what we're doing and where we want to go. And so we've been holding a lot of virtual meetings in lieu of this, and we've been figuring out ways that we can move forward, because one of our main operations also is being a, you know, a charity gaming place that we have bingo. And so we can't really hold bingo because, one, you know, a lot of other bingo parlors have tried, and just with the rising numbers, we don't want to endanger anyone in the community or any of our members for sure. So we've held off on opening bingo operations, and we're hoping for better numbers so that we could do it properly and safely. And we were about to ramp up and open in July, but then we hit another surge, I think, after the 4th of July weekend. So we had everything ready to go. We had spit guards ready. We had social distancing. We had the hall spaced out to accommodate a minimum number. We needed about 65 to 70 guests. But we ultimately decided to put a pause on that. So we have left a void in our usage of the hall. So this has kind of been sitting there, which has led to some discussions that opened up with the Glory Hall, because some of our community members know that there's been a definite need. And with COVID restrictions, they haven't really been able to serve what they're usually hoping for or usually have to serve, which is around 60, 70 folks that are experiencing homelessness. And so on the last minute, right before our board meeting, Chloe and Maria, who are great at the Glory Hall directors, and they reached out and they asked if they could use the space to kind of extend their usage of their hall so that they could serve more people. And so we've been on this months-long discussion about what that looks like. And I'm happy to report that we just finalized a lease agreement with the Glory Hall to use the hall, the downstairs of the Filipino community, in service of a larger community gathering for the Glory Hall. So that's kind of what's might be changing here in the near future. And the agreement is probably going to last up until I think they've already broken down on their new location in the Valley, but they're hoping that it can kind of get them over this COVID hump and get them in their new space early next summer. So definitely been discussing that topic.
Yeah, that's a big decision for your group, but a very generous one, because I know that the Glory Hall needs all the help they can get right now. And that physical space to house their guests is is a huge challenge for them right now. So thanks to you and your organization for making that call.
Well, yeah, definitely a special shout out to our board members, our membership, and to Chloe and Maria for being so gracious through this process, because we haven't really seen a rental agreement like this. And there are lots of discussion points, but we're always working to help a community partner and then make sure that our members are also taken care of. So if there is a weird scenario where we can hold bingo and they can't open up capacity, we worked out a deal so that maybe we could work something out that works both works for both community partners. So I'm looking forward to how this pans out, and definitely couldn't have done without the team.
Well, it's a good example of being neighborly, being nice and neighborly.
Definitely. And so, yeah, so that's kind of a change that's coming up right now. And we also have decided to put a postponement on our holiday celebrations, because as I mentioned previously, a big part of it is actually gathering for Thanksgiving and the Christmas program at the Filipino community. But just with everything going on, we thought it best to kind of hold off on making any big celebrations until we can, flatten that curve like we were at the beginning, and we're probably going to look at other ways that we could celebrate with our members. So stay tuned.
I know you're making the right call there as well, but it is awfully sad. Do you have a good sense of how that kind of affects the morale of your community, the elders, the families, the children?
Yeah. Well, I can say that I've heard from a lot of members that, they're really hoping that we could get together, but everyone has been very understanding as we wade through this process together. And, they're just waiting and, hoping for better, just like the rest of us. And we're trying to figure out, those that want to be more active are figuring out different ways that we can connect, either virtually or, distantly, if that's a word, and then just, celebrate with one another, but also being safe. So we're definitely getting some innovative minds in the mix of things. So we're hoping to make something happen.
Do you feel like isolation is a big problem for your community or the community in general?
I think we're very sociable. There's a very social culture over here, and I think that sometimes it can play a part in somebody's, going through mental health. It's tough, especially in the winter. And so luckily we do have pretty strong family units that can kind of pull people out, but sometimes it's hard. And so hopefully we're definitely looking at ways that we can reach out to the community so that folks don't feel as isolated. And so it's not something we hear a lot, but it's something we're definitely thinking about and trying to figure out ways that we can address it together.
Well, that's actually kind of good to know that it's not a big problem right now, but something that you're keeping an eye on.
Definitely.
Now, your
And so,
elections are tomorrow.
yes, thanks for bringing that up. That's why I wanted to come here. And originally, when I brought this up, I know you guys are looking at, November 3rd, and we're still getting some of those counts in for Alaska. But yes, we have our own elections. This is for our board of directors and other members. And so it's going to be happening tomorrow at the PhilCom. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And there will be several ways that you can participate. I've been outlining in the last week or so in emails to our members. So if you're a member and you think that you're eligible to vote, which is being an active member of the PhilCom, then please let us know. You can reach us on Facebook, or our email is also posted. But the three ways that you could vote are in person. We'll be conducting it upstairs with a couple of our super auntie volunteers that will be conducting the election. Auntie Maid and Auntie Joy and Rochelle will be there, so that will be exciting. And they're some of our more sociable members, so I'm sure we'll catch up on all the good stuff going on if you guys stop by in person. There's also going to be a drive-through voting, which is basically driving in the vicinity of the PhilCom downtown. And you'll call either Auntie Maiden or Auntie Joy to let them know that you're waiting in the car, and one of them or our volunteers will come out and hand you a ballot, and then they'll vote, and then that'll be counted. And another way, just to rise up to the need, is we know that not every member is able to get out, or some of them might be going through some other health concerns. So we have allowed, first in our way of voting is email. So you guys will just scan and then email the finished ballot back to us, and then that'll be counted. So this is also a bonus for our regularly attending members, is that we don't have a membership meeting, which usually happens on the second Saturday of the month in lieu of the election. So hopefully we'll get more turnout for members that will participate. And hopefully our various options will allow people to participate more. So that's going to be happening from 10 to 4, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the last ballot's counted at 4 p.m. And but if you're online for some reason, at past 4 p.m., you're still allowed to vote. So please get out and vote, and we look forward to seeing more of our members.
Well, thanks for that update, Edric. Can you remind me again what members are voting on? Are you just filling vacancies on the board of directors? So you're voting on those, voting to fill those positions. Are you voting on any issues or ballot measures or referendums?
No, anything fair. Like that? That is a fair. So we actually don't have any new bylaw reforms this time around or ballot measures. It's all really just voting on the whole slate of the board. And so one of the things that we wanted to look at was revamping our bylaws, because we have this thing where the whole board, all 11 members, is up on every 2 years, which is great when there's a lot of people participating, but we're kind of at a point where all of the races that are being uncontested. So I am running again as president, and our vice president is running as the vice president again, and then we lost our secretary and treasurer because they're doing other things, and we have, you know, 5 board members up, and we need 4 more of them to be participating. So there's lots of vacancies. And so just a little history is that they would actually run a pretty standard campaign of door-to-door door knocking. And this time around, there's none of that happening. There's really not much platform being talked about. It's really just trying to get more members engaged. And so you'll just be voting on positions that will be coming up. And if you're interested, and, you know, it's not only just Filipino community members, but any community member that's willing and wants to learn more about the Filipino community, we're always looking for more members. And you guys can experience stuff with us as well. So turn out and vote. You guys have several ways to do it. And hopefully, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out.
Sure. And how can we reach out to you? What's the best way?
So our Facebook page has been pretty active. It's just Filipino Community Inc. Here in Juneau. And so we're pretty responsive that way. Also, we have an email that goes to our secretary email, but it's our Philcom email, and it's just the word secretary. And then it's at philcomalaskaboard.org. To reach out to us if you have any questions.
And that's F-I-L-C-O-M.
Correct. All Thanks, right. Shelley.
Yeah, no worries. Well, thank you, Edric. That was all really interesting stuff. I'm glad to learn a little bit more about the way you all conduct your business and how you hold your elections. And I think it sounds like you've really thought it through. So I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing all that with our listeners.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, and look forward to coming on again.
Me as well. Well, take care and lots of luck tomorrow with the elections.
Thanks, Shelley.
Take care.
Me too.